If you want to skip purgatory altogether, then these are the souls that you need to pray for. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, I first kind of want to explain this using a metaphor for my own therapy practice. So I'm an OCD therapist in Texas, and part of the therapy with OCD is you have the person list out all of their obsessions. Now, the obsessions, you can think of these as like particular fears that these people have. Now, you make a hierarchy of all the obsessions, placing the lowest one at the bottom and then the most difficult one at the top. Usually start with the easiest ones and then you finish with the most difficult ones. This is the most logical thing. But theoretically, it is possible for the person to work on the most difficult obsession they have, and by doing that, conquering all of the obsessions in one fell swoop. Now, I believe you can do this exact same thing and skip purgatory completely. Now, let me explain why. I've been reflecting on the types of things that are purified in each of the different stages of purgatory. Now, we know that in the great purgatory or the lower level of purgatory, people there are being purified of their unatoned for mortal sins. You also have people that have been committing these beast sins or these sort of lower bodily sins. And you also have people there that were given great authority like priests and religious and didn't fulfill their vocations. Now, in the second purgatory, what's being purified there? Venial sins that were not atoned for. These are the main things and defects, and smaller things are being purified there. Now, in the threshold of purgatory, the last stage, what's happening there? You're not atoning for mortal sins or venial sins or defects or anything else. What's the main sin of people in that last stage of purgatory? And here is the key. It's because they did not have a sufficient desire for heaven. This is one of the greatest defects that people will have. They will not have a sufficient desire for heaven, because from God's perspective, heaven is so amazing that if you don't desire it incredibly, it's an offense to Him, and it's almost like a sin, if not a sin. Heaven is so great that we need to desire it incredibly, and it is an insult to God not to do so. And sometimes people don't really realize this. So how do we atone for the defects of people or souls in purgatory that are there? Well, obviously, by having and increasing our desire for heaven, our desire for God, and offering that in atonement for Him. Now, if you think about this, if you skip all of the atoning for the mortal sins or the venial sins, and you simply work on growing in your own desire for heaven and offering that as atonement for those souls in purgatory in that last stage of purgatory, what's going to happen? You're not even going to have to worry about getting rid of your mortal sins or your venial sins. They're just by consequence of you desiring heaven and you growing in your desire for God, they're naturally going to fall away. Think about this. If you shoot for that highest virtue, that virtue of growing in your love, you're not going to want to commit mortal sins. You're not going to want to commit venial sins. You're not even going to want to have any defects, because you're going to be driven by this incredible desire for heaven. It's something that people rarely think about or talk about. How can we grow in a desire for heaven? Right here, Fatima, right here is the answer. The children of Fatima, Saint Jacinta and Saint Francisco, had incredible desires for heaven because they saw Our Lady, they saw God, they saw heaven, they saw the angel. And in seeing so much beauty, that's where they wanted to be. They didn't want to be here on earth anymore. They wanted to be in heaven. So we can ask them and other saints and your guardian angel, help us, give us the grace to desire heaven. And that could be a prayer that we pray every day. Lord, give me a desire for heaven. We should want to go to heaven. How few Catholics do. We don't even think about it. We think about heaven sort of very abstractly, but not specifically and not with an intense desire. And this desire that we have, we can offer as atonement for those specific souls in purgatory. My friends, do this, and I promise you, you will be a saint quickly. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.